Dipinder Goyal backed LAT Aerospace buys private jet. E-commerce sellers cash in on mid-year sales. Inside Bhutan's push to become a crypto hub. US SEC ends Cognizant bribery case.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's dive straight in. First up, Eternal, which was previously known as Zomato. Now, Eternal's founder, Dipinder Goyal, remember, backed an aviation venture called LAT Aerospace some months ago. Well, from what we understand, Dipinder Goyal-backed aviation startup LAT Aerospace has purchased a Bombardier Global Jet. That's right, one of those sleek, long-range business aircrafts that usually stars in billionaire Instagram stories or Hollywood movies. But interestingly, Dipinder has denied buying any private jet on X. But from what we understand from our sources, the aircraft has been spotted at Delhi Airport's VIP bay since June 2025 and was also set to take off today. Now, while the exact model and purpose of this flight are still under wraps, we do know it's being managed by Indemir MJets and Bird ExuJet. Now, if you're wondering what a Bombardier Global Jet costs, it ranges from a whopping $30 million for a pre-owned 6500 to over $78 million for the 8000 version with in-flight Wi-Fi. This comes just weeks after Goyal registered a 52.3 crore luxury apartment at DLF's The Camellias in Gurugram. As of June, he holds 3.83% stake in Zomato, worth nearly 9,847 crore rupees. So last month, he launched LAT Aerospace with former Zomato executive Surabhi Das, with plans to transform regional air travel in India. Think shorter flights, better connectivity. The startup has reportedly raised $50 million so far, with Goyal putting in $20 million of his own money. Now, from private jets to e-commerce carts, India's e-commerce sellers are having a very good July. Now, the mid-year sales season just wrapped up, and if the numbers are anything to go by, it was one of the best yet. Amazon's extended Prime Day from July 12 to 14 and Flipkart's GOAT sale running in parallel help brands across categories post record sales. Everything from mobile phones and fashion to nutraceuticals and even home decor saw a surge. Flipkart called it one of the most significant retail moments of the year. Amazon offered exclusive deals for Prime members across electronics, home, fashion, and more. And the shoppers, well, they showed up in full force, especially from tier 2 and 3 cities. Data from Unicommerce reveals that order volumes in smaller cities grew over 21 and 22% respectively, outpacing even the metros. Health and wellness saw the biggest jump. Nutraceutical orders, in fact, shot up 77%. Personal care was up 37%. And electronics and home appliances grew by nearly 30%. Even books made a comeback with a double-digit growth. Now, this spike comes at a time when quick commerce is reshaping consumer behavior. Platforms like Blinkit, Zepto, and Swiggy Instamart are redefining impulse buying with 10 to 15-minute deliveries. But clearly, when it comes to big-ticket items and festive-style discounts, traditional e-commerce players still pack a punch. Now, well, let's zoom out and way out into the Himalayas. Bhutan, known for its serene monasteries and gross national happiness index, is quietly scripting a new chapter, crypto-powered tourism. The country has teamed up with Binance to roll out Binance Pay, a system that lets tourists pay in crypto for everything from hotels and handicrafts to momos on the street. It works a bit like UPI, except the crypto gets instantly converted into Bhutanese currency. Reporters on ground say they used crypto, even the high-altitude spots like Dochula Pass and the iconic Tiger's Nest Monastery. But Bhutan's crypto ambitions go beyond payments. The country is one of the only governments in the world mining Bitcoin at scale. It's been quietly mining since 2020, using hydroelectric power, earning nearly 13,000 Bitcoin tokens worth over $1.3 billion. Now, while tourists can swipe crypto for souvenirs, crypto trading within Bhutan is still tightly controlled. Only registered businesses under a government-monitored framework can participate. Bhutan's push is a response to COVID-era economic challenges, including a youth exodus and declining tourism. From prayer flags to payment QR codes, Bhutan is walking a tightrope between tradition and tech. And finally, back in the US, a long-running bribery case involving Cognizant has come to a quiet end. The US Securities and Exchange Commission has officially dismissed the civil case against two former Cognizant executives, Gordon Coburn and Steven Schwartz. This follows the Department of Justice's decision in April to abandon the criminal case. The executives were accused of authorizing bribes in India to speed up permits and licenses. But here where it gets political. The case was dropped as a policy matter and not on legal credits. That's because former President Donald Trump had stopped enforcing the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, or the FCPA, calling it a horrible law that discouraged U.S. businesses abroad. Cognizant, meanwhile, had settled with the SEC back in 2019 by paying $25.2 million. It admitted to approving at least two additional bribes outside the case in question. The FCPA still remains in the books, but its enforcement has become, let's say, selectively lax. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune in to our show. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Shrikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.